We praise Allah Ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah Ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for making us from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shariat of Islam is very easy, very simple. Shariat is complete, and Shariat is natural. And Shariat has been displayed to us by the actions of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in. Respected elders, in practically every speech of mine, before I actually speak about the topic on hand, that I mention these very words, that we must praise Allah that He has blessed us with Iman, Islam, and He has made us from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also Deen is easy, perfect, complete. Actually, these are very important points. Some of you may feel that why I keep repeating it. But if you understand why I'm repeating it and the importance of it, then you can come to realize that why am I stressing on this? For example, Deen is easy. The Hadith Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it also, that Deen is easy. Fortunately, Alhamdulillah, today in our gathering we have got the Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Camperdown, and he was the Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Talibuddin in Swingo before. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Sayyid Abdul Jalil, Damat Barakatuhum, he wrote a book on this, entire book, The Deen is Easy. And this year we published it, it's coming under the title of Islam the Only Way. Respected elders, once we understand these simple basic things, for example, I repeatedly say that Allah has blessed us, that we are from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one brother asked that, why you keep saying this? So we did some research that what is the importance and significance of the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And make dua that after a little research, we came across about 130 specialities of the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 130. Compared to the other Ummah, this is the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we part and parcel of the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have got about 130 specialities. I've translated that, and now we're busy editing it, make dua, inshallah, I'll try and publish it. I myself was astonished that when we started the research, I thought there is 20, 30 specialities of our, us being the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But at our age also, that we learn all the time, and a Muslim should be doing this, learning all the time. So when he came to Salah, when he came to Zakah, when he came to charity, when he came to fasting, when he came to Hajj, when he came to Quran, we are special Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and some of those specialities I will share with you. Some of those specialities of being in the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that for example Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Surah Al Imran has stated that we are the best of Ummah, Khayr Ummah, that we have been evolved from mankind, we have been taken out from mankind. No other Ummah has been given the title of best of Ummah. And would that be work of Nahi Ani Munkar, that enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil has been given to us. No other Ummah has been given. Previously, the Anbiya were doing, enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, and we are so fortunate that we as an Ummah have been given this duty, this responsibility, this work of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. The work which the previous Anbiya alayhi salam were doing,
Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed that we are doing. Why? Because there is no new Nabi after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No new Rasul after Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deed has been finalized, complete. And enjoining what is good, this responsibility and duty, and also forbidding what is evil, has now been transferred to the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate we are that we are that ummat. First of all, we are the last ummat to come. And we are blessed, we are the last ummat having the last Nabi with us. We are the ummat of the last Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are that ummat has got the last shariat. The last shariat, the final shariat. Our shariat is not going to be abrogated. This is the final order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are that ummat has got the last kitab. No other kitab is coming after this. Allah Jalla Mujdahu's last kitab, Quran-e-Kareem. We are that ummat, we are blessed with it. Last codification of law and way of life, we are those who are going to practice upon it and practicing upon it. How fortunate we are. We do not realize, respected elders, our status, our position. We do not realize how valuable we are as Muslims. We do not realize how important and valuable we are being ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, we are going to intercede for Anbiya. We are going to intercede for Anbiya alayhi salam. Can you imagine the status that because of us, Anbiya alayhi salam, they are going to be exonerated? How that? In Muslim it is clear, the narration, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Jalla Majdahu is going to ask the various Nabis, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, individually they are going to be asked, that did you deliver the message? Did you deliver the message? Those Anbiya alayhi salam, they are going to say, yes, we delivered the message. And Allah Jalla Majdahu is going to ask them, where is your proof that you delivered the message? You are saying you delivered the message, where is your proof? Those Anbiya alayhi salam will turn to the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say, this is our proof. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be asked by Allah Jalla Majdahu, that the Anbiya say, you are the proof. What's your proof? What's your evidence? Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that yes, the various Anbiya alayhi salam, they delivered the message. And Allah will ask, how? How you know? Then the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I are going to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with Quran al-Kareem, and in Quran al-Kareem it is written that these Anbiya alayhi wa sallam delivered the message. Allah Jalla Majdahu will ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this ummat is saying, you are their final Nabi, you are their Nabi, what do you say? And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say that my ummat is saying the truth. Because of that, the previous Anbiya alayhi salam will be exonerated and will be free and will be absolved, and then inshallah they will be able to say clearly, because of ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their exoneration took place. Respected elders, previous Nabis, previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they did not have ruku. When they worshipped, they stood and they went directly to sista. They did not have ruku, and we are blessed as ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we make ruku. Some of you may say, but in Quran-i-Kareem it comes about Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Warkai Maharakin. They make ruku with those who are making ruku. Then all the commentators of Quran say that this is not physical ruku, this means humility, sincerity, devotion, meekness. It doesn't mean physical ruku. So speciality of Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are blessed with ruku posture. And also speciality, we are blessed with Isha. Previous Ummat were not blessed with the Isha Salat, we are blessed with performing Salat during Isha. Various Ummats passed by, but no Ummat performed Isha Salat. We are blessed with the Salat of Isha. And we are also blessed with Salat with Jamaat. Previous Ummats, it was not necessary for them to make Salah with Jamaat. And we are blessed with Salah with Jamaat. And we are also blessed with Salah with Jamaat, also in Ramadan in Taraweeh. Previous Ummats were not blessed with Salah with Jamaat. And previous Ummats, respected elders, they were not blessed when they make Salat in previous Ummats, they were not commanded to make Safs, rows. We are so blessed that in imitation of the Malaika who are in constant praise and hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who are hymning the praises of Allah Jalla Majdahu, they make safs, they make rows. And we are blessed that we also, when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we stand and we go in ruku and make sijda, we also make safs. Previous Ummats were not making safs. We are blessed that the concept of jihad, we are blessed that we are able to make jihad, physical jihad. Previous Ummats, upon them jihad was not obligatory, not compulsory. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are blessed with the concept of jihad, ideology of jihad, promotion of jihad, and jihad, respected elders, will last until there is the sun rising. There will be no such thing as abrogation of the concept of jihad, no matter who says what. Jihad will last, as the hadith says, that jihad will last until the last day. Respected elders, previously that the Ummat, when they made dua, they were not saying Ameen. It comes in Quran Kareem that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua, then his brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salam said Ameen. Respected elders, that is a Nabi making dua and another Nabi saying Ameen. In previous Ummat, they did not say Ameen to each other's duas. And Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed that we say Ameen. To each other's duas, we say Ameen. Previous Ummat's respected elders did not say Rabbana lakal hamd. We are blessed with this. Previous Ummat did not have the privilege of having Surah Fatiha, having Ayatul Kursi and the last ayat of Surah Baqarah. We are blessed with this. Because when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Miraj, these gifts that he was given, amongst the gifts was the last ayat of Surah Baqarah. And this was special. Whole Quran is special. But you have special or specialities, that is the Surah Baqarah. Previous Ummat's respected elders, upon them Hajj was not farz. Hajj was farz upon the Nabi of the time, not on the Ummat of that time. That is why historically it has been proven that the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they came for Hajj. And some narrations say that every Nabi of Allah Jalla Majdahu, they performed Hajj, meaning Hajj of that time. That is why it is stated in some kitab that every Nabi came to the Kaaba and every Nabi went to Arafat. But their Ummats, upon their Ummats, Hajj was not farz. Hajj became farz for the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how fortunate we are. that we are able to go for Hajj. And alhamdulillah, Hajj has become a universal gathering, an international gathering. And Hajj has become a sign of brotherhood, a symbol of unity. Respected elders, fasting of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, and our fasting is different. For the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is blessed that in our fasting that we have a specific number of days. Previous ummahs were not given the specification of days. We have been given the specification of days and whole month. Previous ummahs did not have the whole month. We are blessed with the whole month. And we are also blessed that we are allowed to speak whilst fasting. When we study Quran Kareem, then we come to realize that the previous ummahs, when they fasted, they were not allowed to speak. We are fortunate. Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we fast. And we fast specific. And we fast on in Ramadan. And irrespective whether that Ramadan is in winter or in summer, but we fast in Ramadan. Previous ummahs were moving it. They were just altering it. An order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Then the kings of the, and the rulers of the time, they decided they were going to change things. When it was too hot, they said, no, it's too hot now, we'll fast in the winter months. And they, when the children got better, then they said, no, we won't fast now, 20 days, we'll fast 15 days. 5 days in happiness, we just make ma 5 days. There's another whole history of how fasting evolved and came to the present fasting. So respected elders, we are so fortunate that we are blessed. Previous ummahs were not blessed with the complete concept of wuzu. We are blessed. We are able to make wuzu, wash ourselves, and to such an extent that this will benefit us in the akhirah. We are so special that on the day of judgment, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that how you will recognize your ummah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that I will recognize them because of wuzu, the effects of wuzu, that's how I will recognize them. Their faces, their hands and their feet will shine. Why? Because Muslim, alhamdulillah, he washes this. And because of this, now can you realize the importance of salah? When a person is going to make salah, he's going to wash, he's going to make wuzu. And the more salah he makes, the more wuzu he'll make. And the more wuzu he makes, the better chance he's got on the day of judgment that he will shine and glitter and glamour. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that amongst the masses, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be able to pick out the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when we gather, everybody is going to gather. The ummah of Adam alayhi salam, the ummah of Yunus, Ismail, Dawud, Elias, everybody are going to gather on the plains of resurrection. So how we are going to be recognized? The more the wuzu, the more the salat, the more the shine, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be able to pick out. This is the ummah, respected elders, that reads Quran Kareem without looking in it. Previous scriptures were read looking in it. This is the ummah, respected elders, that their entire Quran Kareem is memorized verbatim, 6,666 ayat. How fortunate we are. Previously they could not memorize their scriptures. Up to today, you do not have hafizahs of previous scriptures, but literally thousands and hundreds and thousands, and blind and female and young and old, are hafizahs of Quran Kareem. Speciality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And leading to another, the tilawat of Quran, reading of Quran Kareem. When we look at the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Jibreel alayhi salam, no other malaika makes Quran Kareem tilawat. Jibreel alayhi salam should make tilawat of Quran Kareem to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of revision. He should read, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should listen. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read and Jibreel alayhi salam should listen. Besides Jibreel alayhi salam, it is not proven in any hadith that any other malaika, any other angel read Qur'an al-Kareem, make tilawat of Qur'an al-Kareem. We are so blessed that we read Qur'an al-Kareem and we read it without looking at it. And not only the Hufaz, every Muslim reads Qur'an al-Kareem without looking at it. How fortunate we are that we have got such a kitab that by looking at it, by reading it, we get sawab. Previous ummats, when they thought of a sin, it was specified as a sin. When they thought of a sin, it was specified as a sin. Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when thinking of a sin, it is not regarded as a sin until it is enacted. Until a person unfortunately commits that sin, then that sin is classified and recorded as a sin. Previous ummahs, when they thought of a sin, then it was recorded as a sin. Previous ummahs, respected elders, the door of tawbah and istighfar was not there. We are blessed that the door of tawbah and istighfar is open 24 hours of the day. Any Muslim can make tawbah istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is waiting for the Muslim to just make tawbah and cry before Allah, and Allah will accept. For ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire world is a place where he can make salah. That's why alhamdulillah, on the roadside, in the airport, railway station, everywhere we are making salah. Previous ummahs, up to today, they are specified area. They make their prayer in specified area. We don't have to do that. The whole world is a place of sijda for us. Another point. Previous ummahs, when they wanted to have atonement of sin, and they wanted Allah Ta'ala to accept their du'as, they had to go to some pious personality of their era, their time. We today, we are fortunate. We do not have to go to any pious person and tell him, I committed a sin, you forgive me. No, sir, no concept like that. Every Muslim, irrespective of his color, of his wealth, of his status, of his position, every Muslim, he just picks his hand up and cries before Allah, direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have to go to that Mawlana or that Mufti or that priest or nothing. And he can do it sitting, walking, talking, he can do it in his car, he can do it anywhere. How easy Allah Ta'ala has made this deal for us. Previously, respected elders, when impurity fell on a person, for example, if impurity fell on the cloth, they had to tear the cloth out. If sperm fell on the cloth, they had to tear the cloth out. If impurity fell on the skin, they had to rip the skin off. Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Majlahu has given us an easy deal that we do not have to do all that. We just have to wash until we are satisfied that alhamdulillah, it is clean, it is pure, it is pure, and then we can continue with our lives. Respected elders, previous ummahs were not entitled to 1/3 of the share to distribute to whomsoever they want to. As far as the will is concerned, your assets, 1/3 you can give to whomsoever you want to, besides those who are going to automatically get. This law of 1/3 option, voluntary option for the man or the female to distribute whomsoever she wants to or he wants to, is speciality of ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previous ummahs did not have this speciality. Respected elders, so you may dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability. I just started enumerating the specialities of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now time is running out, time is short. Jazakallah wa akhradah, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.